Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, the guy that we saw defending his home with the gun.
Yes.
Yes. The liberal dude, the one who has previously sued police on behalf of beating victims, has a message for Americans. They're coming for you and your home. Which warms my heart.
Yeah.
Well. I do. No, it does. Because I love to see a liberal with a gun on his front lawn.
Oh, so this guy wasn't a MAGA hat-wearing
Trump supporter? No,
really?
No.
That's interesting that you had a liberal with a AR-15-style rifle.
Yep.
Interesting. And
nothing like a gun in your hand to get you good and familiar
and his wife,
with your Bill of Rights.
His wife, freedoms. I think, had a 9mm or some type of pistol, too, I believe.
Yeah, she wasn't doing so good handling that thing. You could tell she was new to it.
I know.
You don't point that at people.
They didn't get points for style, for certainly.
No, they did not. But he did a better job with it. But, you know, hey, they were new to their Second Amendment rights, and that's good. That's good. I'd love to see them practicing and see the need. It's very instructive. So maybe that will begin to get through to them about the connection between those rights and the people they vote for.
And I think it's real interesting the way this is being portrayed in the mainstream media. You know, you see this couple out there. He's out there with his rifle. She's got her pistol. They don't show you the part where the protesters broke down an iron gate to the gated community.
Yes.
They were already that's already breaking and entering and trespassing.
They also don't show you, and I saw this, there's three videos out there. There may be more, and I've missed them, but there are three main videos. Okay, the media is mainly showing the one where she's pointing the pistol at the people who are walking through, and he's got his gun, he's yelling at them to leave, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, there's another shot, and I actually I don't know what you call this, parlayed
on photo, parlor? Not a shot.
Photo, yeah. Better wording. Thank you, Lee. Another photo, you can see one of the protesters also has the same style of rifle.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So we have peaceful protesters that are armed.
Yes, heavily armed. They had body armor on. Not all of them, but some of them did.
Yeah.
But there is and I saw it in the first video that I watched of it, right? But it's not in the one that the media keeps showing, including
not
Fox
surprising.
News. And so I was like, did I imagine that gun? I know, I saw it. It was so clear. So I went back and rewatched it. And yes, one of the protesters who's standing there screaming threats at them also has a gun. Now, he is not pointing the gun at them, but he is standing on private property.
Yes.
He is not standing on a public street. Where he's standing on a public street, it might be different.
Yes.
But this is not. Even the streets inside that development are owned and maintained by the development. That is why there is a gate. That is why it is illegal for you to go through the gate unless you live there. So you have absolutely no right whatsoever to protest on that street.
And the gate was torn down.
Yes.
I've seen the photos of it. The gate was actually taken down, destroyed, pulled off the hinges on one side. So this was breaking and entering.
It was breaking and entering by armed people. And what you can't see in there is the exchange. The lawyer says, this is his version, so we don't know, it's his version, says their lives were threatened, their dog's life was threatened, they threatened to burn the house to the ground. And the people threatening them had guns. You can clearly see it in the photo, not a pistol either, but a gun. So, I mean, think about seeing that coming at you.
Yeah.
Their house is right near the gate, so they had the bird's eye view, and there's a whole mob coming through.
Yeah, they're very lucky, someone, not the homeowners, but the so-called peaceful protesters that broke in and were armed, are very lucky someone didn't get shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there would have been justification there. You know, if it is a gated community, as you pointed out, that is private property. That is not a public sidewalk. That is not permissible for you to tear down a gate and conduct your protest. You are trespassing. That is breaking and entering and trespassing.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
That's it. I was just, you know, the fact that you're walking around with a weapon on somebody else's private property is another thing entirely. So
I want to pose this to you. Do you remember, this is kind of going on, I keep getting this text, right? And I don't like to argue with the listeners, but I want to just get people thinking maybe a slightly different way about this. They want Trump to send in the, you know, send in the guard and now to Seattle and places like this, right? And get control. Okay. We know from the Washington Post that 17 of the 20 cities that have seen the most violence. And by the way, just the first weekend, the insurance report is out on that of the rioting and looting, $400 million worth of damage in 20 cities, 17 of them, according to the Washington Post, run by Democrats. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Trump's supposed to go send in the National Guard, right? Okay. Let's just stop for a minute. Okay. Remember when we, on our side of the aisle, we were mad at Henry McMaster and we were having a tiff with him, right? And so you got people going to the Capitol and they're protesting and they're in their cars and they're up there driving through traffic with their Trump flags, whatever, right? Okay, so this is an inter-party battle. This is Republicans versus Republicans largely, right?
Right.
This is our business. We're settling it here in South Carolina, right? Suppose we had a Democrat president instead of a Republican one. And suppose that Democrat president said, y'all better stop protesting this COVID in the Capitol or I'm sending in the National Guard. And suppose Henry McMaster, a Republican, our governor, said, no, don't you dare do that. This is our battle. Let us slug it out here, right? No violence involved here. But they had said, hey, no protesting. It's bad because it might spread COVID, right? And suppose the protesters said, don't you dare send the National Guard. And suppose the mayor of Columbia said, don't you dare send the National Guard. And the Democrat president sent the National Guard anyway. How would we feel?
Well, number one, that would be a violation because the National Guard can only be activated by the request of the governor of the state.
Okay. Good point, right? Obviously. But let's just play along, right?
Yeah,
let's suppose
the
Democrat governor did it anyway and put down our protest after our Republican governor had said, leave us alone.
Yep.
We're fine. We got it. Yep. We got it covered here. And let's suppose the media says, well, it doesn't look like you got it covered. We don't like the fact there's a bunch of people running around. How would we feel? I would feel personally violated. I would be outraged. I would feel that president was something of a fascist. And I would say so on the air, right?
Yep. And I know where you're going with this, and I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Because guess what? I don't want a federal government crackdown on the states.
Exactly.
Neither did the founding fathers.
Right.
Neither does Trump. He would be wrong to send the guard, right? This is what many of you are saying. Send the guard, crack down. Okay, I'm just responding to the text, okay, as I get this a lot. No.
Yeah.
No. No. Their governor doesn't want it. Their mayors don't want it. This is not the place of the federal government. They can activate the guard themselves if they want the guard. Yeah. Let them. Because I'm here to tell you, I don't want to set that precedent.
Yeah,
Because we're going to be up there peacefully protesting, you know, without burning stuff, because we don't get to burn stuff.
Yeah.
Without burning stuff, and they're going to think we're not socially distancing enough, and Biden's going to send the guard. Kamala Harris will, because Biden will be coherent in the back room.
Yes.
Plus, he only does press conferences once in every 89 days, so, knows. But I mean, this is why we don't want this. The founders didn't want this. We don't want federal crackdowns on our streets. Yep. They will be used against us post haste.
I agree. Right on the money, as usual.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now for the Do Not Panic segment of the show. I want to read a couple of things to you. I know this COVID news is very scary. More cases. Oh, my God. Yeah, because we've had more testing. So that results in more cases. Yesterday, we had my friend Heidi Harris, who's the only person I know who's gotten COVID-19. And, yeah, it sucked for a few days. It was about as bad as another flu she'd had, probably the two worst sicknesses she'd had, but she got through it. She's 58. She's back at work a week and a half later. Not in person. She's at home because she doesn't want to infect anybody. It's not all cases, though. But let's go back, reset, and have a little perspective. Yes, this does kill some people. Absolutely. But let's look at the latest CDC numbers. Put this in perspective, okay? The current, and they'll update this again, by the way, because there's been so many tests. This number's going to go down again in the next one of these reports. It has to. There's been so many mild cases now because we're doing so much more testing. This number will go down again. But for right now, the death rate from the virus is roughly 0.5%. Not 5%, 0.5%. That's among those infected, not the general population. So what does that mean? 99, it's right off the CDC website, 99.5% of all people infected with the coronavirus, regardless of age, recover. Now, that's without all these new tests added in. We're going to get an update on this. So your odds are really good here. Really, really good here. In the state of South Carolina, we have not had a child death yet. I know some of the stuff coming out about these syndromes is scary. We've not had a child death yet, God forbid. Hope we don't have one. So yes, it's scary, but perspective, perspective. And I want to offer that perspective. Former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson got a hold of a letter written by the owner. He's one of the managing partners. He's also the general counsel for a Texas-based company that owns and operates those, you know, those freestanding emergency clinics. You see them all over town. Yeah, he owns 13 of them. He's also with one of the managing partners, right? Here's what he wrote. I wanted to share. Now, keep in mind, we're hearing hysteria out of Texas. Absolute hysteria. Oh, my God, it's terrible. Everybody's that way. Well, hold on. No, we're testing more. We've increased the amount of testing by a factor of 23 in this country. This really began happening beginning of June. So, of course, we're finding more cases. Before, you had to have active symptoms. Now, you don't. Virtually anyone can get this test. So, people are. Okay, here's what he writes. I want people to hear this story as opposed to the mainstream reporting. However, what does this say about where we are as a country? This is the owner of these 13 emergency clinics in the state of Texas. However, I am sensitive about putting a target on myself or my company for conveying this information. This is where we are now. Actual facts, statistics, science. You own one of these and you've got actual facts, statistics, and science on medicine. You could be destroyed if you tell the truth. It's like living in some sort of Politburo third world regime, but we call it America. Anyway, he writes, I am sensitive about putting a target on myself or my company for conveying this information. I am not sure how you've handled the situation. Anyway, he's asking that this, you know, they keep his name out of it. Okay. In June, we tested over 2,231 patients. That's the data through last Thursday. Positive rate is now close to 20%. It was 4 to 6%, he writes, positive in May. So the rate of positives is much higher. We've seen that in the news. He writes, the vast majority of cases are mild to very mild symptoms. Average age of the people getting tested is mid-30s. Very different patients in terms of age than we've seen before June. Most of these patients would not have met the strict criteria that we previously had and all health facilities had for COVID testing. Now, with more testing kits, we are able to test a broader group of patients. Clinically, we've had very few hospital transfers because of COVID. The vast majority of the patients are better within 2 to 3 days of the visit, and most would be described as having a cold, a mild one at that, or the symptoms related to allergies. We've often provided a steroid shot and some antibiotics. By the time we have followed up calls, most of the patients are no longer experiencing any symptoms. They often say the shot really made a difference. In terms of what is driving them to the ER, roughly half have been told by their employers to get a test. So they're not walking around like zombies about dying. They have a sneeze or a cough and their employer tells them to go home and get tested. The other half just want to know. They have mild symptoms and some don't have any symptoms, but game the system and check a box that they have a symptom so they can get a test. They cannot get a test unless they present with symptoms. If they have no symptoms, we send them away, which does happen. In terms of information, from within hospital systems, intel provided through various contacts, the average length of stay of COVID patients is 3 to 5 days, much lower than the patients being seen in April or early May. Their symptoms are much milder. Most of these people are not ending up in the ICU. The hospital ICUs are filled with really sick people with non-COVID issues. They didn't come in earlier because they were scared, and now they are super sick. That is so sad. God, the media is killing people with this crap, with this absolute hysteria, rather than reasoned facts and calm presentation. Let me read that again. The hospital ICUs are filled with really sick people with non-COVID issues. They didn't come in earlier because they were scared of getting COVID. And they are now super sick, sicker than they would have been. That is awful. I would love to measure. We won't be able to measure the death toll from the media terror here and the media misinformation and the lack of context. From multiple sources at different hospitals, they have plenty of capacity and no shortage of acute care beds. Henry McMaster, our governor, said this of South Carolina earlier this week. No real data on breakdown of patients who have COVID but are not in the hospital because of COVID. Recognition that because all patients are tested for COVID, you have some percentage of patients listed as COVID patients who are non-COVID symptomatic. And that the hospitalization rate is somewhat driven by hospitals taking in their normal patients with other medical issues. So what he's saying is they're making everybody get the COVID test on their way into the hospital. A lot of them have medical issues that would have landed them in the hospital regardless, but they're COVID positive. And so they're listed as this massive hospitalization. Finally, he says, discharge planners at hospitals are being pressured to put COVID as the primary diagnosis, as that pays significantly better. How many times have we heard this? Again, this is from the owner of 13 ER rooms in Texas. He's explaining why the numbers are up. Hospitals want to avoid the discussion, but if they don't, they risk another shutdown. This may be an explanation for why there is a gap in hospital executives saying they have plenty of capacity and the increasing number of COVID hospitalizations. You open up your hospitals for normal medical care and you test every one of these patients. The result is a higher percentage of patients who have COVID. Media won't tell you this. And it's killing people. Literally killing people. I feel so bad for these people who are afraid to go in and get treatment. My dad was afraid to go in and get, he hasn't had his heart surgery. He's terrified. He needs the heart surgery. It's maddening. I'm dealing with this myself. It's absolutely maddening. Good morning. All right. Gonna jump over here to the latest. When I got a survey here, where to go? Okay. Here we go. Question, what's something you've said recently that would make no sense in 2019? I love these. Here's the list. Quote, I might preemptively homeschool in the fall because it's going to happen next year anyway. If you could hear yourself say that in 2019, you'd be like, what? Here's another one. You're invited to my daughter's drive-by 10th birthday. Sounds like it'll involve a shooting. Back in 2019, it would have. Drive by? What? Here's another one. Just ate my 39th loaf of homemade bread and traded the 40th for some toilet paper. You heard that in 2019? That you'd be saying it in 2020? You'd be like, what? Here's another one. That's a beautiful Zoom wedding. And finally, my favorite. It's things that you... If you had heard yourself, if you had known in 2019, you'd be saying them in 2020, you'd be like, what? My favorite, they won't let me into the bank because I wasn't wearing a mask. That's something you've said in the past 6 months that would make no sense to someone in 2019. Do you have some of these? Send them to me. By the way, it's working. I went into a grocery store yesterday in Simpsonville, which is now the only place I'm shopping. And some parts of Greer, too. So no requirement to wear a mask. Zip, zilch, nada. Mask wearing rate in the grocery store, 100%. In the grocery store. So again, not required to wear one, 100% any compliance anyway. Wow. I about it too was in Simpsonville. I have actually been in some stores. I did this again yesterday in Greenville. And it looks like, I don't know if you've noticed this, it looks like at least the two main ones I go to, and I don't want to get them in trouble, so I'm not going to name them, aren't enforcing this. Particularly at the big box store, they had, you know, the guy right there who counts the people coming in because they've got to, you know, keep the number of people in the store down to the certain level. And he was not enforcing the mask thing. I know because I didn't have one on. And I didn't get further than the entryway. I was just checking. I kind of stuck my head in to see, and I was, you know, looking around. I went right kind of there in the entry. And you walk in, and so you're in the store, but you're, and see what's going on. I'm just looking around. I just did it for kicks. I didn't buy anything. And it was about 60 wearing 40 not. So it was interesting to me that in Greenville, some people are flouting this, and then I go over to Simpsonville, and where they don't have to wear a mask, and like everybody is. So, very interesting. And I did not have a mask on in any of those places. I do socially distance. I'm very conscious about that because I know it panics people. But I was the only one yesterday in a grocery store with no mask on. Have you done that? It's a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling. And I'm really used to confrontation, being called stupid, being confronted, standing out. It's like a muscle when you do this, and you've been doing it for a number of years. And at first it's hard and it hurts because it goes against your psyche, right? We've got a very herd mentality, and that's normally a good thing. Keep the herd together, we all survive. It's ancient. It's a instinct. Herd's got to work and fight and hunt together. We're not going to make it, right? So that's why that instinct's in us for the most part. But it can be very self-destructive, too, in some instances we've seen in history. And so to overcome that, you almost need psychological conditioning. I've talked about this with other people in radio and in the news. And so I'm very used to hostility, being called stupid, those kinds of things. It just rolls right off me. But it was hard. It was hard to stand out like that. It was weird to stand out like that. And again, I'm very, very conscious of how scared people are because they're not getting news with context and they may have conditions. So I was very careful to stay even more than 6 feet away because I know not having a mask on would scare some people. And so I'm really conscious of not just what they have, but also what they think in terms of being afraid. I don't want to make somebody afraid. So I was very polite. I was very, very, very careful to stay very far away from people. But I felt it. It's like walking through the store, I don't know, with your head shaved or your hair dyed some crazy color where everyone would turn and look. I just was conscious of it. I don't know. I was wondering if you had felt that. It's weird. And it's part of the pandemic theater they're creating. Oh my God, it's so bad. We all need masks. Folks, think psychologically. Just go back for a minute. Think psychologically to where we were a month ago. The death rate nationally is flat or is declining. In our state, it's pretty flat from where it's been. It's not up, even though cases are up. Nationally, the death rate, and I've posted the chart right off the CDC website. You can see it on my Facebook page. Taken right off their website. And I even put the link so you can go verify. Got it on the website. You will see it looks like a ski slope straight down for deaths. If you skied it, you go real fast. If you skied it downhill, a hill with that kind of slope. Declining deaths straight down. And yet people are terrified. But we instinctually knew, didn't we? We knew a month ago. Because it's weird, because when you look around, like, nobody you know has had this, or the person you know has recovered. In my case, I know one person who's had it, and she's recovered fine. It was a week and a half. It was a pain having COVID, but she recovered, my friend Heidi. You start to get a little casual. Start returning to things you used to love to do. And we did. And the case numbers went up, as would happen with any cold. Any more mixing of people, it's going to spread. Coronavirus is a cold. So is the common cold is a coronavirus. They work the same way in terms of spreading. I just love to know if you've seen this. How does it make you feel? I know how it made me feel yesterday. Because like I said, I'm accustomed to letting controversy roll off me. I'm accustomed to sticking out from the crowd. And it was weird for me yesterday. It was weird for me. And I just remember a month ago when we got it. We knew instinctively this thing was not what they said. Yes, it is dangerous if you're in a high-risk group. Then you need to take precautions. I've said that all the way through. But if you are not, you do not. 66% of the people who have died from this in the state right now have an average of 2.5 complicating conditions, and they are over the age of 75. So, again, CDC numbers right now, 99.5% of people who get this will be fine. They will recover. So if you've walked around like me and you're the only one in the store without that mask, how's it feel? And you know, the mask is so psychological. Because again, folks, a month ago, we were out. We were going back to restaurants. Everybody was doing it. Because we knew instinctively. Because it was nowhere. We weren't seeing it. We were seeing it on the TV, but not in our neighborhood, not among people we knew. And we began to get casual. And something about having that mask seen everywhere makes it look terrifying, doesn't it? It looks like a movie. The movie Pandemica. And now the pressure is back, but the death rate has not changed. In fact, nationally, it's declined. Here, it's leveled off. It's about stable. It was down 1 week, up 1 week. We'll see what this week does. Love to know how you feel. I'm getting some great texts on this. I'll read them coming up. By the way, if you want to call me, 800-347-1063 is Ingalls Advantage Talk Line. All right, a lot of you reacting. Even I felt the pressure yesterday shopping without a mask in Simpsonville, where it is not required. It's where I shop now. I was the only one in the store without one. I mean, I didn't go through the whole store, okay, but I went through about half of it. And it's weird. I had to stiffen the backbone to keep going. Nobody was rude. Nobody was mean. Everybody was perfectly nice. But I felt so conspicuous. What a change from a month ago. When we all realize, look, we don't know anybody that has this, or the people we know recovered, it's very few people. And it begins to become less real. You have a harder and harder time believing what's on your television about how bad this is. People got relaxed. They got cool with it. They let their hair down. Now we're terrified. Yes, detected cases are way up. We have a lot more of them. But yes, we've increased testing by a factor of 23 times. So of course they're up. Texter writes, dude, you're hilarious. I want to go shopping now without a mask. I haven't been shopping with a mask, but I got to go do that. Thanks for the laughs. We have weirdos on the text line. Texter writes, Tara, I live in North Carolina where Commie Cooper mandated mask wearing. However, I have a condition that keeps me from wearing one. Radical right-wing extremism. Oh, my. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I had to leave my job as a local delivery driver because I refused to be muzzled. Thankfully, I already have a new job as a driver. I was with that company for 10 plus years. Wow. Another texter writes, if masks really stopped the spread of the virus, we wouldn't have to be told or mandated to wear them. Texter writes, had the same no mask experience yesterday, Tara. For the first time, people gave me the side eye. This was in Greer. Most shoppers had masks. Another texter writes, fear is winning. I once thought people who were professionals making a good living were smart. Your trip to the store shows how fear is winning. It's very sad how the media is controlling them. Text writes, hey, Tara, if masks really work, why the uptick in cases? I won't wear one. Now all of a sudden the government can tell me what to wear. No way. Another texter writes, As a slightly overweight middle-aged engineer with graying short hair, I never knew I was a badass until I stopped. Until I shopped mask-free this weekend. I never knew I was a bad blank until I shopped mask-free this weekend. I know you have to feel, you feel like it, don't you? Not like you're cool. I'm not saying that. That's not what I mean. What I'm saying is, take some backbone. Yeah. It's like going out in a clown costume. And just shopping like nothing's going on. Texter writes, why hasn't Trump issued the technically advanced KN95 mask to each and every one in the U.S.? I bought a KN95 and it's heavenly as compared to the cheap paper mask made in China that don't work. Also, your blood O2 goes way up with the 3M N95 mask, making you more alert. Now, the text writes, Russia, 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 once again taking the focus off the crimes committed against an elected and sitting president. The coup needs to end. Hello, DOJ. Texter writes, Tara, people need to be reminded every single day this is not about our health, plain and simple. Another texter writes, Spectrum wouldn't let me in without a face covering. I tied a gym towel around my face and they were okay. Ridiculous. Another texter writes, it is refreshing to hear liberals preach personal responsibility. Just wish it went beyond wearing a mask. Another texter writes, visit Walmart and get a broader view of the public mental state. Even employees cheat on the mask order. I choose not to wear a mask. No researched evidence of effectiveness. Oh, we're going to do this in the 8 o'clock, coming up, 8:35. CDC. We're going to read their mask advisories for MERS, SARS, and swine flu. They even advised caregivers in the home with an infected person not to wear a mask because they did not need one. Texter writes, easily is still a free land. I can travel without a mask. Now, the texter writes, I went shopping yesterday and I felt so awkward not having a mask on. It made me question if I was right in not wearing one. I know exactly what you're talking about. And you know what's funny? This was a higher-end grocery store I was into where I was the only one not wearing a mask. You can go to sort of maybe a lower-end big-box store in one of the cities around here where you still aren't required to do it, and it seems to be demographics. It'll be like 60% wearing masks, 40% not. I mean, outside of Greenville. That's been my experience. It's interesting. Text writes, hey, Tara, I was in a grocery store in Greer last night. I will not wear a mask. My choice. They have arrows on the floor telling you which way you can walk. Again, I'm not complying. A masked woman looked at me and said, you're going in the wrong direction. Bleep. I said, I'm just a man and can't follow directions. Does seem very strange. Feel sorry for two groups, those without Jesus and those that say they believe and yet live in fear. If it's his will, it will be. Again, just reading the text line. That's what we do here. Another texter writes, I have to wear a mask, My body, my choice, No. Another texter writes, look, it's Halley's Comet. I never wear a mask. Another texter writes, when you get the side eye, smile and wink. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, thanks for the tip yesterday on Parler. I joined, now over 1.5 million on the platform, and announced it on my Facebook page. Let's all switch and continue to spread truth about the virus, masks, etc. Time to take back our First Amendment rights. I did. I joined Parler. So I am there, too. And I did that because I anticipate. I was shut down on Facebook, literally locked down 3 days before the last election. Couldn't post at all. No content warning, nothing saying I had violated their policies. So as hard as it's going to be to rebuild that massive following I have, I'm going to have to do it on Parler because otherwise I anticipate being cut off from you in the week before the election. So it's at Tara Servatius on Parler now. It's great to see all of you there. 800 of you have followed me over so far. I'm loving that. That's been in 2 days. So let's get that up. Text writes, hey, Tara, I live in North Carolina. Masks are required, but I refuse. The looks I get are debilitating, especially when I have my 8-year-old daughter with me. Last night at Ingles, I seriously thought someone would report me to DSS. Wow.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.